This is Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Development Report. Researchers have hopeful news for the international community. A new study shows that fewer wars were reported around the world last year. A second study reports that last year's agreements for non-nuclear weapon sales dropped in value. And a third study reports the number of people seeking asylum decreased during the first half of this year. We begin in Sweden. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute has recorded major decreases in armed conflict worldwide. The non-governmental organization counted 19 major armed conflicts during 2003. A record 33 wars were reported for 1991. That was after the Soviet Union fell apart. The Stockholm study says three new wars started last year. The United States led a coalition to invade Iraq, and two new conflicts started in Africa. One was in Liberia, the other was in the Darfur area of Sudan. The Swedish organization said wars already in progress included the separatist conflict in the Russian Republic of Chechnya and the continuing conflicts in the Middle East and Indian Kashmir. The second study measured the value of weapons transfer agreements in 2003. The Congressional Research Service of the United States Library of Congress said world arms sales last year dropped to about $25,000 million. The agency says this was the third straight year that world arms agreements decreased in value. The report also says the United States continues to be the world's largest arms seller. The United States made agreements valued at $14,500 million. That is almost 57% of all weapons agreements worldwide. Russia made arms transfer deals worth about $4,500 million. The agreements were about 17% of total arms sales for the year. Finally, the United Nations reported the average number of people seeking asylum in more than 24 industrial nations for 6 months. The Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees said the monthly average for the first half of this year was the lowest since 1987. France, the United States, Britain, Germany, and Austria provided asylum for many refugees during that period. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Geraldine Watson.